This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic today became formal members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. They are the first nations of the former Warsaw Pact to become allies of the United States and the other 15 members of NATO. The formal ceremony took place at the Harry S. Truman Library in Independence, Missouri. It was presided over by Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, herself a native of Czechoslovakia and a refugee from the conflicts that dominated the histories of the three new NATO members for most of the century. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story.
History was palpable at the Truman Library today as the three nations signed the instruments of accession that made them NATO's newest members. Secretary of State Albright had chosen the Truman Library as the site of the ceremony because it was Truman and his Secretary of State, Dean Acheson, who were present at the creation of the alliance in 1949. Czech Foreign Minister Jan Kavan recalled the history of the 1968 Prague Spring and the only other time he had been to Missouri, on August 21st of that year, when Soviet tanks rolled into his nation.
The powerless anger which then swept me is indescribable. And while working for the Czech opposition, I was dreaming about the day when Central and Eastern Europe will become independent, democratic, and secure. And it is for me very symbolic that it is precisely here that we today accept a guarantee that my country will never again become a powerless victim of a foreign invasion.
Hungary's foreign minister, Janos Martonyi, also remembered his nation's history, especially what he called the desperate struggle of the 1956 Hungarian uprising. Hungarians drove the first nail into the coffin of communism, Martonyi said, affirming that Hungary had always maintained a sense of belonging to the community of Western democracies.
In the past, Hungarians often complained of being abandoned or of standing up alone. At long last, that is over. Hungary has come home. We are back in the family. Together with all of you, we have just started a new chapter in history.
19 years ago, Bronislaw Geremek was a close advisor to the leader of Poland's Solidarity Labor Movement, Lech Wałęsa. Geremek, now Poland's foreign minister, said he had brought some gifts for the Truman Library to mark the occasion of his nation's accession to NATO. One was a poster from the first free elections in Poland in 1989. On it, Geremek said, is an image of Gary Cooper from the movie High Noon, the classic American Western pitting the lone man of principle against the forces of evil and violence.
It helped us in Poland to win. For the people of Poland, High Noon comes today. Dear friends and allies in some seconds, it's a great day for Poland and for the world.
The foreign ministers appealed to the alliance to keep its doors open to additional nations from Eastern Europe. And indeed, there are many, including Romania, Bulgaria, the Baltic states, and Slovenia, that have indicated their desire to join. But the problem of Russia continues to hang over the process of NATO expansion, with Moscow dead set against further new members. Secretary of State Albright, who told the three new members their fate will never again be tossed around like poker chips on a bargaining table, said the alliance will not remain static.
The nations entering our alliance today are the first new members since the Cold War's end, but they will not be the last. For NATO enlargement is not an event, it is a process. It is our common purpose over time to do for Europe's East what NATO has already helped to do for Europe's West. Steadily and systematically, we will continue erasing, without replacing, the line drawn in Europe by Stalin's bloody boot.
With the current challenge in Kosovo, but no longer great adversaries to confront, NATO itself is at a crossroads, struggling to formulate its purpose in the post-Cold War world. Next month, at anniversary celebrations in Washington, the alliance will unveil a new strategic concept for what many here and in Europe consider the most successful military alliance in history. Mike Schuster, NPR News.